Good evening.
Good evening, Charlotte.
As always, it gives much pleasure to hear you speak of all things happening in your world at this present time. I wish to say to you all not far into this future there is much more widespread interest, not only in medicine but in the journey of the soul. You will find that all people in this world will be seeking not only as individuals but as groups of spiritual people. It will become known to you very soon. I would wish that you all look forward to this. Because the unity that it will form will be something quite spectacular in your world.
Good to hear. Thank you.
You have, I know, already spoken about medical matters that have occurred and of which I prepared you for.
Yes, you did, yes.
Now, my dear friends, I would like you to brace yourselves for the knowledge that Spirit is bringing to your world very, very soon.
And you did mention children as well that would be coming at some time.
Yes, that is a slower process. Children. But children will always be important to the voice of Spirit. They are the generations to come. They will be what we will call the spirit of children, to bring news, to bring much that is needed to this world. I am not saying that your world will be a perfect place. I wish that I could. But as far as making strides forward, it is a time to look out for. So, my dear friends, do not despair, because I know some of you still do about your world in general. And it is understandable, because it brings great fear to many. So I say to you all, remember the words that have already been given to you. Live your lives without fear, and from that fear grows hope. Hope which will change the world. If you have any questions, I would like to take them now.
Will these groups that you describe, will they be in touch with each other through the internet, or will they all be separate?
They will begin as separate groups,
yes.
Of course, as you would in any locality in your world. It begins somewhere. But as time transpires into other things, then it will become known further afield.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there has to be that unity at some point where it becomes a universal knowledge.
Is this the start of the end, Salima, as, for example, the Catholic Church faith? Will this have an impact on all?
Yes, it will have an impact on all things religious,
mm-hmm.
as I have previously told you.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, being human, you still do not yet have what we call spiritual patience. So, allowing for the patience, yes, you will see great strides in that area.
Mm. Well, I think we can already see the...
Yes.
There's a feeling that things are changing there anyway, like you told us.
They have tried to change what has been spoken of, but they are not succeeding.
No. Mm.
That no. is what you must remember.
Mm.
And of course, they will hold on to their beliefs as much as they can.
Of course, understand that.
But the truth has to be. The truth cannot be kept down.
No, of course not.
But that's good for any religions, isn't it? Not only for the Catholics,
yes.
the Muslims, and for all the other ones.
They have served their purpose, we feel, for the world.
Mm.
Yeah.
And do not doubt that they have helped at some stages. The people have needed these beliefs.
Yes, in our history, yes.
But now is the time to be free of them, to allow each and every one to find that spirit that you are, but whilst you are upon the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The time is coming.
Exciting time.
Yes. Will there be a singular event that will help to accelerate that process, or is it more of a gradual thing?
It will be more of a gradual happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it has to be done thoroughly, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you would use that word to describe something that has to sink in very, very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then trust and hope and faith and all these other words that you use will be accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Are we impatient within this room as well, Salima? Are we all impatient?
I'm sure we are.
Well, I think you have had your answer. Yes. No, I... filled so much with love for you people who put forward the truth.
Okay.
We cannot ask more of you. And of course you are all individuals at your own individual growth. So yes, a few may be a little more patient than others.
Some of us, I wanted to ask your permission about something, and that is that I'm trying to summarise your teachings, which go right back to 1994, and I've started it as an exercise, and gone through the things that you've said about all the varied and many topics,
mm-hmm.
and tried to put together all the bits and pieces that you've said about things. And I've noticed that as you've progressed with us, you've kind of taken a spiral approach where you visit topics again and again, but each time you take things a little bit further.
Yes.
And I can see that. It's wonderful. But what I wanted to do is to try and summarise your teachings. I think I'm going to need some support from your side. Not everything I understand, but if you're happy for me to try, I'd like to give it my best shot.
You already are having help.
Oh, thank you.
Let us make that clear.
Yes.
Anything which puts forward the truth, it can only be right as far as spirit is concerned.
Mm.
You are doing a great job. I believe you would say great job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And of course we give you our blessing.
Thank you.
To work on those words. And yes, I have revisited many topics.
Yes.
On many occasions, but I do not try to put you down by saying that you need to be reminded often.
But we do.
But it helps, and each time that we revisit a topic, as the gentleman has said, I try to bring just a little more.
Mm.
And as children do, their knowledge and education is slowly until it is understood.
Yes.
And after all, you are children of spirit.
Yes. You have said that the knowledge is really only part of it, isn't it? Because we have to develop in spirituality. They're like, they go in tandem, that our
yes.
understanding, our inner knowing grows with the knowledge, and vice versa. They go together.
Yes. That is true.
Yes.
They do. Yes.
The other good thing, Sanibet, about you repeating things is, yes, it does remind us, but for new people who have joined the group, or for those new people that are reading the transcripts, mm. it's always good to have those little bits of knowledge, extra knowledge, given to them, so that it's helpful in that respect as well.
I would have to say that each one of you has over time spoken deeply about not what we believe, but what we know. I know in your world at this time there are many who do not believe.
Mm.
But I also know that people such as yourself, who are dedicated to spirit and truth, continue and gently to just drop something that makes these non-believers think a little.
Mm. And even when you say something to some people, then they latch onto you sometimes, because they've been seeking and they've at last found someone that they can that can give them some of the answers that they want. And so, yeah, that's good as well.
Yes, of course. Mm. Most people, given the opportunity, will always be able, because I know you know I have said that each and every person on this planet is given the opportunity to find out more about the truth. It may not be directly through them, but it may come, as the lady has said, through a word or two that is spoken to them.
Mm-hmm.
It is almost, I can say, like a light shines from within, and the knowledge, the recognition is wonderful to them when this happens.
Yes.
One of our readers asked a question. Her name is Brooks M. Powell, and she wanted to know a bit more about conglomerate beings. She mentioned Abraham being one and a few others, but she wondered if there are many conglomerate beings like yourself.
I would say that the answer to your question, I understand. And we do use the conglomerates in the way that I have been part of a conglomerate. There are others, but there are not many. This, again, we move to an area which has never been discussed. Conglomerates consist of learned beings who are far from what you see now. It is fortunate that we are able to descend to the level you are at. It is not easy. It is wonderful to see when it occurs, but it is not something that is overwhelming, because beings come from a long area away from what you would recognize.
Right.
We are not human beings as such. We are spirit of knowledge, of love, of light. But yes, there are conglomerates, but not many as people would expect.
So we're very privileged to have you.
Well, I feel humbled by those words, but they are unnecessary. When I decided that, conditioned to come to speak with you, it was because the world seemed to be rather in a state of fear. We felt many attempts have been tried, but I came to you, and I believe I am right in saying, I came to you saying, if you could not accept my words, then do not.
That's right. Yes.
I still say that to you. And it is not a case of faith or belief, but it is the knowing of truth.
But it's strange how I guess the majority of us have found it so easy to accept.
We chose wisely, did we not? Yes.
I wonder if you could help me. But last week when we were sitting, someone came through Oiling and had a little talk, and she began to wonder if it was an angel. Can you comment on that?
I will answer that question.
Thank you.
She was not an angel, but she was feeling the presence of one. So she was aware of how the angels are, but she herself was not being used
by one,
by an angel.
Yeah.
Only the awareness. But the lady still found it very interesting, we know, because her thoughts have wandered for a few days, wondering the reality of that occasion.
Yes. So now we can.
It is no different than when someone overshadows you, and you can feel
Yes.
Their bodily features. This is what was happening with this lady, except it was an angel behind her.
Right.
Mm. On the same occasion, Sally met, there were a number of us in the room here. When Sarah nearly had somebody come through to speak, didn't you, Sarah? Somebody was around. Mm. But Sarah's features seemed to disappear.
Yes.
As if somebody was overshadowed.
That is when you are overshadowed.
Mm.
That a spirit will inhabit the body for a very short time.
Mm.
But this is nothing to be afraid of.
Oh no, it was very
yes.
interesting.
Yes.
In fact, I was sort of, I think, very slightly out of it. I didn't realise that I was being overshadowed. It was only when the others said to me,
My features
had gone, and
yes.
My face had elongated.
It is a trance of the light form that you are overshadowed, and you feel relaxed, and we pick our time to do so.
Mm.
It is no different than someone speaking. We use the voices of you as humans, but sometimes it is a little closer, and therefore you find you are able to feel more, and feeling is very important.
The thing was, I didn't feel anybody. I just
no, but the others noticed.
The others noticed. Yes, I did feel sort of slightly away, but
There were three of us ladies.
Yeah,
myself, Sabine, and Natalie. One after the other went. Sarah. Hasn't got any features.
So the. When I was overshadowed, what is the, advantage of that, or what actually?
It just means that you are receiving spirit much more closely.
Ah, okay. That's nice.
You are allowing yourself to be taken a little more deeply. And therefore your features, your bodily functions, everything is being used in the same way as we use, and I am doing at the moment, using the body of a disinstrument. But with her, she is put to one side whilst I speak to you.
It's a shame it's only just happening now, because I shall be leaving the group soon to go to Australia, so I hope that maybe I'll find a group out there where I can continue to.
Yes, you must continue if you can. We like to find people who are ready to accept, and let me say, not everyone is ready. They become a little fearful, or they do not like the sensation of being used in this way.
On the topic of fear, Sunnymet, it may just be my own growth and my own perception, but generally I don't think that the planet has as much fear surrounding it as, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Would I be correct in feeling that?
You feel the planet was more fearful
then? Yes, it doesn't.
Yes.
I don't think the planet.
When we speak of the planets, let us go a little wider than the Earth planet, because you know you are all intertwined.
Yes.
Yes. And what affects others has an effect upon you.
Yes.
On this Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is lots spoken, I fear, about the subject of fear. And the Earth planet has not always been a peaceful, loving one in times gone by.
No, definitely not.
And I will say to you, I see that there is a difference in, you said, 15 of your years.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a change, only because the perception of people has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there is slightly less fear.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's a tangible feeling to be...
You are quite right with that feeling. It is not enough to say the planet is not fearful, because it is.
There are many places where it is fearful to live.
Yes, that is true. This is a beautiful planet, although it is a planet of learning. Mm. But always find the beauty.
Mm. Yes, there's a lot of that.
Yes.
Mm. So I think in general, my feeling body, especially if I call it meditation or just going within, is man towards man, the fear is not as great as it used to be. We're not as fearful as one another, of one another as we used to be. I know there are still the hot spots on this planet that are still war torn, etc. But I just feel that we are working to in the right direction and not being as fearful and mistrusting of each other as we once were.
Yes, I understand. No, there are always elements, even in the tragic circumstances, which is working upon your planet at this moment. There are always groups who are more loving, who wish to change, and gradually will come together to get that change. So yes, you are correct in part when you say man to man there would be less fear. But you can always say that if you have two non-believers or people who believe too much, shall I say, you have to wonder why face to face they are angry and disbelieving and full of hatred. But it is all part of being on this planet. This planet has never been a quiet, peaceful place.
No, of course not.
So you have to take it back.
Mm.
You have to take it back, even when the planet was inhabited by these large creatures.
Mm-hmm.
When the planet was in an ice age, you have to wonder why have all of these things happened. They have happened, my dear friends, because it is one little step forward.
Mm. Well, I've just been talking. I know egos don't come up. It's not an ego thing. I've just been wondering whether or not it isn't the fact that it's what I feel is happening. Maybe it's more to do with how I feel.
You have to tame your own soul, your spirit first.
Because that's my responsibility. Is first and foremost is my spirit.
Each and every one of you are responsible for what you think
and
what
feel.
You say, what you do, and how you respond to other people. That is your responsibility and yours alone.
So that feeling, I'm wondering if that feeling I described when I said I had this feeling that it wasn't as fearful is whether or not that's just my...
Do not dismiss your feelings.
No.
Do not dismiss them.
No.
You can question them at times, but not to dismiss them.
Dismiss them. So I own that.
Yes.
That's a good feeling to me, and I'm going to own that.
And that can
feeling.
Be changed.
Yeah.
and given to another.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'd like to own that feeling, and that's my hope and my moving forward for the rest of the planet.
That is a good way to do it.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. Now, my friends, it has been good to join with you again. I hope some of your questions have been answered. And as I take my leave of you, I look forward to coming together next time.
Thank you.
And remember my words on the changes that are coming.
Yes. Wonderful to look forward to.
As always, I will always try to protect you.
Thank you.
As much as I can.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And until we come together again, I leave you cloaked in my love.
Thank you,
Sonny.
Thank you.
Our love goes with you.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.